This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Chuck Penfold in Bonn. Arab League foreign ministers have decided to allow a team of monitors to complete their one-month mission in Syria. That's according to a statement released following a meeting in Cairo on Sunday. It also calls on the Syrian government and all armed groups to stop all acts of violence. The talks came 2 weeks after Arab League observers first entered Syria to determine whether the regime of President Bashar al-Assad was complying with the terms of a peace plan. The mission has been criticized for failing to stem a crackdown on dissent by Assad's forces. Meanwhile, the violence is continuing, with around 40 people killed this weekend. That's according to human rights groups. These reports are difficult to confirm due to a Syrian ban on foreign journalists. According to United Nations estimates, more than 5,000 people have been killed since the protests against the Assad regime began back in March. Tens of thousands of people gathered in the South African city of Bloemfontein for a rally to mark the 100th anniversary of the founding of the African National Congress this Sunday. For decades, Africa's oldest liberation movement spearheaded black opposition to white minority rule in South Africa. It came to power in 1994 under the leadership of Nelson Mandela after the fall of apartheid earlier that year. The celebrations were attended by more than 40 heads of state. Former President Mandela, who's now 93, was too frail to take part in the rally. The ANC, which has remained in power since 1994, has been facing criticism for failing to alleviate poverty and implement economic reforms. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle has pledged Berlin's ongoing support for a democratic Libya following the fall of former strongman Muammar Gaddafi. Speaking to reporters in the capital, Tripoli, on Sunday, Westerwelle said that a democratic and prosperous Libya was clearly in Germany's interests. His Libyan counterpart said Tripoli bore no grudge against Germany for failing to support a NATO air campaign that helped oust Gaddafi. He also stressed Libya's interest in attracting German investment. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. The campaign to become the Republican Party's candidate to challenge Barack Obama in the U.S. presidential election in November continued with a televised debate this Sunday. The frontrunner, Mitt Romney, faced attacks from his main rivals on a number of issues, including his record as governor of the state of Massachusetts. The nationally televised debate came 2 days ahead of the first primary in the small eastern state of New Hampshire. Romney won last Tuesday's Iowa caucuses by just 8 votes over Rick Santorum, a total of 6 candidates remain in the race. There's no sign of an ease to the currently even higher than normal tensions between the United States and Iran, U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta told an American television network on Sunday that the U.S. would respond if Iran tried to blockade the Strait of Hormuz, which is a key shipping route for oil. Panetta described this as a red line for Washington. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff later said that if necessary, the U.S. would take action to reopen the waterway. Their comments follow Iranian threats to close the strait if the West imposes more sanctions on Tehran. Iran has faced a series of sanctions over its nuclear program, which some Western countries fear could be used to develop nuclear weapons. Tehran insists that its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. The turmoil continues in Nigeria, where trade unions have called a general strike for Monday. The work stoppage is to protest against austerity measures, particularly the cancellation of government subsidies on fuel. This has led to a sharp increase in fuel prices. President Goodluck Jonathan used a nationally televised address on Saturday to defend the economic reforms, saying they were needed to safeguard the country's survival. Meanwhile, hundreds of people are said to be fleeing parts of northern Nigeria due to a campaign of violence against Christians by the Islamist Boko Haram group. And a cargo ship stuck on a reef northeast of New Zealand has broken in two during a storm, sparking fears of a major oil spill. The Liberian-flagged vessel ran aground back in October and has already spilled 350 tons of oil. More than 1,000 tons of oil have since been pumped off the ship. The ship's captain and navigation officer have been charged with operating a vessel in a dangerous manner and releasing toxic substances. If found guilty, they could face up to 2 years in jail. Chuck Penfold, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.